definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Last time we met, you said you had a choice to make.
Yes, that's right. It wasn't really a choice, though.
Is that something you'd like to talk about?
I understand this is a big commitment, but how could I say no? To be one of the first people to go and discover what's down there, that's making history. For half a second, a day maybe, there was a twinge of doubt. But I've put my life on hold for too long, and that itch in my stomach to go back out and explore, it was too hard to say no to. I mean, this is real frontiers of science stuff. So we're doing it. I leave in 2 days' time.
This must be very exciting for you.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Can we explore this doubt you felt? It's perfectly natural. You said so yourself. Do you think any part of that doubt was linked to what happened to your brother?
It's been 18 months since the trench beneath the Antarctic, dubbed the Bottomless Pit, was exposed. While automated probes have been sent down, this will be the first manned attempt to explore it. The crew of 5 will be using a specially designed submersible capable of withstanding enormous pressure. With a bill reportedly running into the billions, it's a big risk for the energy company Advantage, who are backing the project.
Victor Hotel 7 Fort Alpha, this is Beckett Station. You are clear for final approach.
Definitely Human presents Down.
Good flight?
I never like those things. They always feel too flimsy to me. I fully admit that makes no sense considering what I've signed up for.
No, I'm the same with bikes. Stick me in a car though and I'm happy. Well, enjoy your last night on Terra Firma. Damn, that sounded sinister. Did that sound too sinister?
I know what you mean.
Is this your first time at the Antarctic?
Yes. It's beautiful.
It is. But bloody freezing. Well, I'll leave you to it. Gotta round up the stragglers. Help yourself to coffee.
Marion!
Stephen!
It's nice to see an old face.
Careful.
You know what I mean.
I'm teasing. I owe you for this, you know.
Yes, I know. I'm surprised, though. I half expected you turn it down.
Are you kidding? I wasn't going to let anyone else do this.
I was thinking about where the money was coming from.
You sold out before I did. And no one else was putting their hands in their pockets. Still, it's a bit glossy. I keep expecting someone in a t-shirt to come and flog me an iPad.
I try to rise above all that. Have you seen the sub?
No.
You are going to die. They're not messing about.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're ready to start.
Who's that guy with her? And why is he dressed like a fisherman?
He's the captain.
That's not a captain. That's a dressing-up costume of a captain that someone's shoved a man in. I've got ants younger than that jumper.
Thanks, everyone. I shan't keep you too long. So, for those of you who missed it and are now too embarrassed to ask, I'm Laura Mentorn, head of mission control here at Beckett Station. It'll be my voice you'll hear in your ears while you're down below. Every day. So I'll try not to be too boring. Now, I want to introduce you all to our new arrival, and I don't know if you can tell, but I am really excited about this. It goes without saying that all of you are exceptional at your jobs, that's why you're here, but I am properly geeking out over this particular individual. She's a bit of a legend when it comes to marine biology. I am honoured that we've managed to bag Dr. Marion Straker.
Thank you. It's an honour to be here.
Okay, let's not embarrass her any more than we have to. Shall we have a look at what we're here for? I'm sure everyone's familiar with this now, but it's good to go back to the start and reassert why we're all here. The bottomless pit. It's like a gaping hole on the surface of the Earth, and it's been sitting under the ice for, well, forever. One of the ironies of the situation is that without global warming, we might never have found it. But here we are. Advantage will be the first company, the first people, to explore the bottomless pit.
So you can plunder it for its riches.
Thank you, Charlie. That's really helpful.
Not at all, Mentorn.
Maybe we can talk about it later.
There's not going to be a later, unless you found someone who can pilot your sub better than I can.
The results of the initial probes look fascinating. Can I ask why Advantage wanted to send a manned crew down there? Why not another drone?
That's a great question. You're right, we can send down drones, but there's a lag sending the data back up to the surface. With a crew in situ, we thought it would save time. But more importantly, this is a great opportunity for human achievement. I know all of us here in this room would kill for a chance to go down there and just see for ourselves. And Advantage values that kind of passion.
Not the money they can make from it?
If I thought this was about exploitation, I wouldn't be here. This is unexplored territory. We have no idea what's down there. I don't see anyone else putting up the money.
How deep is it?
We don't know for sure. Challenger Deep in the Mariana Trench is 10,916 metres at its deepest. We've gone further than that.
But you don't know for sure.
Well, that's why we're here, isn't it?
Ah, Pinocchio speaks, does he?
Okay, everybody, I think we're drifting away a bit. Shall we talk about the ship? This is the deep submersive vehicle Virgil. It's got a titanium hull made up of a series of interlinked spheres. Each sphere can also operate independently from the others should the need arise, which it shouldn't. Now, Virgil's built to last. I mean, really last. But this is our first time doing this, so we're going to be gentle. You'll only be down there for a couple of days. The sub will automatically ascend once you hit the bottom, like a bouncy ball. The safest bouncy ball in the world. In tests, we've got it to withstand incredible pressures.
What are we talking about?
Beyond 6,000 metres.
And the glass one at the front's mine?
For those of you who haven't met him yet, this is Charlie Dresden. He's captaining Virgil. So, yes, that's your domain at the front. Well, you and the adaptive AI, but I'm sure you'll charm her as quickly as you charmed the rest of us. That's plexiglass, and you should get quite a view. I don't want to give away too many secrets now, though. No one likes spoilers. So please, enjoy yourselves. Get to know each other. Grab a milkshake from the canteen. Seriously, I'm addicted to them. The best flavour is blue, by the way. Most importantly, get some rest. We're starting early tomorrow.
Well, he's a barrel of laughs.
You get used to him, like a cold.
Hang on, here comes Pinocchio. Why did Charlie call him that?
You'll find out.
Dr. Straker? Oh, this is great. I've been looking forward to this since they told me you were coming aboard.
Right. Is everyone this positive about me? It's making me a little uncomfortable.
Sorry. Look, I can tell you you're rubbish if you like.
No, you're all right. I'll get used to it.
I'm Marcus Wilde. I'm your new assistant.
My what?
She's fine with it, really. As long as you can keep telling her she's wonderful and pass her test tubes, her ego could do with a boost.
Advantage is really excited they got you to agree, Dr. Straker. This is going to give the expedition a huge boost.
Right. Look, I'm gonna get some air.
In Antarctica?
I'm wearing my thermals.
Just loading up the supplies now.
Don't tell me about it, just do it.
Fine.
Fine, sir.
Whatever.
Look, son, let's not get off to a bad start.
That's fine by me.
Good. So here's the rule. I tell you what to do, and then you do it.
Who died and put you in charge?
Your boss. Now push off.
I hope you've not drunk all the booze.
No.
Move it!
I'm going!
Sorry. A little trouble with the help.
She's impressive in the flesh, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she's a beauty, and she's mine.
I'm not sure that's quite how it was sold.
Listen, Straker, I'm the captain, and the captain and the ship are one. If you want it to go down and come up again in one piece, then that's the way it's got to be.
And you're, what, standing watch?
I like to see things done properly. I mainly came for a gasper, but apparently you can't smoke on this base. You can vape. There's a vape room, but I'm a man of principles and dignity, so they can stick that up their ass. This whole bloody station rubs me up the wrong way. It's far too shiny.
It is a bit much, but if it gets me back in the sea...
Been a while?
Yes, and it shouldn't have been.
You miss it?
Of course.
You have to love the water. If you don't love it and treat it with respect, it'll kill you.
On that, we agree.
Right, I'm off to see if I can find any part of this building that doesn't have a smoke alarm.
Morning, everyone. I hope those heads aren't too sore. We've got history to make. Tony, how's the pit?
Still there, boss.
Best news I've heard all day. Give me a link up to Virgil.
You're on?
This is Mission Control to Virgil. Good morning down there. How are we finding it?
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Let's cut the chatter. We're ready when you are.
He's all smiles today.
I can still hear you.
You were meant to. Lighten up. This is a big moment. I feel like we should be saying something solemn and memorable at this point, but let's keep it bouncy, yeah? So have fun, guys, and keep the data coming. Mission Control out. Flood the chamber.
Chamber flooding.
Prepare for descent. Charlie, what's your status?
We're afloat.
That's good to hear. Tony, open the chamber floor.
And that's for floor away. Chamber is open to the ocean.
You hear that, Virgil?
I can hardly bloody miss it.
Begin descent on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Begin descent.
Beginning descent control.
Mooring clamps are away. The Virgil's loose.
Well, here we go.
That was Down, Part 1, written by Matthew Woodcock, starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, Max Upton as Sam Jansen, Peter Davis as Stephen Frame, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, E.J. Martin as Laura Mentorn, Ben Whitehead as The Therapist, Emily Edwards as The Newsreader, Maximilian John as Tony and Control, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a definitely human production.